Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Jesus is risen. Desiring to speak with his disciples, he summons them to a mountainside in Galilee and there reveals to them his instructions for the future. Once again, he's surrounded by the 11 who fall down in homage before him, now fully aware that he who is in their midst is their Lord and the Lord of heaven and earth. He announces that the Father has awarded the Son full authority in heaven and on earth, including that of coming to judge the world at the end of time. Jesus then tells the apostles that he's entrusting them with the task of making disciples of all nations. They are to accomplish this by baptizing them and teaching them to carry out all that he has commanded. Baptism alone, in fact, is not enough. It has to be lived out in daily life. However, the enormous undertaking of bringing the light of the gospel to all nations cannot be a human enterprise. For this reason, Jesus concludes with these words, "And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Until he returns as judge, Jesus will continue to remain close to his disciples and to sustain them. He will be present not only when they gather around the altar to celebrate the Eucharist, but always and everywhere. A new era, therefore, is opening up for humanity, an era marked by the presence of the risen Jesus. His presence, which continually gathers people of all nations and of every time and place, introducing them into the kingdom of the Father's love, is the reality unifying the world. It is his presence which constitutes the church in its very essence. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Jesus is called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Through his resurrection, he truly is with us, close to us all. And since Jesus lives in our midst, what he said 2,000 years ago is not only to be remembered as splendid words from an outstanding person of the past. They are words that he himself today is addressing to me and to you, to each one of us personally. We are the ones to whom he is bringing comfort and salvation. We are the ones whom he continues to serve, especially if we're poor or alone or in difficulty. We are the ones he helps when we fail, whom he encourages in our trials. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Jesus is alive in his church, but where can we meet him? How can we best find him? He's right here, next to me, next to you. We can find him in the poor, in the despised, in the sick, in the little children, in the doubtful, in the ugly, in those who ask for advice, in those deprived of freedom, in the outcast. He himself said it. I was hungry and you gave me food. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. He's present in the community that puts his teachings into practice, even if it's a tiny community, like a family or a group of friends or a team of co-workers. Two or three people united in his name is all that's necessary. He's present when, united and in harmony, we pray together. And it's his presence which causes our prayers to be heard. Furthermore, he manifests his presence by giving help and support to those who proclaim him to others. And this includes all of us, called to bear witness to him. He is visible, so to speak, in those who've been chosen to be his ministers. And finally, as you know, he is present all over the world in the sacrament of the Eucharist. What more could we desire? Let's learn during this month to discover him there where he is. let's allow him to speak his divine words to us. Let's allow him to give us his powerful help.